Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
We're live.
We're live.
Hello. Episode 2.
Woo. Episode 2 of Short Stack Radio, not Short Stack TV.
No, Short Stack TV. My name is Sean. We should definitely introduce ourselves.
Oh, my name's Andy.
My name's Brady.
My name is Ricardo.
Oh, Ricardo.
Do you think we've gotten any better since the last time? I've been listening to a lot of podcasts since then.
Yeah.
So I like to think I've gotten a little better.
No, don't say it because it'll affect us in the charts.
Yeah. The setup here is a little bit different. I'm kind of in an awkward position and I feel like I should address the elephant in the room. Kind of been a bit of a jerk to Brady because I came up the stairs and Sean was doing a triumphant, what do you call it? I don't know, Boris. And I consciously save my evacuations for when I get to Brady's house.
What we're getting at is we exclusively poo at Brady's house.
Yeah. And it genuinely stinks in here. And I feel like I should also confess to this. I have a hole in my boxer shorts and it's right on my butt cheek. And I'm currently sitting on your leather lounge and you can hear when I move.
But how? Oh. You have two layers. You have obviously wearing pants.
No, I like...
Gross.
Yeah, it's a big hole.
Who has holes in their underpants?
Someone who farts a lot.
Do you want to know something amusing to counteract that, though?
What's that?
I actually wipe that down every time you guys leave.
Really?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I honestly do. Oh. You just put your dead skin from your back all over my carpet.
I'm very sunburned. I just went to Bali. I've been back and I'm so sunburned and I'm peeling. So I thought Brady wanted a little bit of the mozzarella cheese on his lunch. A little bit of mozzarella.
You guys wonder why I wipe everything down.
I don't think dead skin's that bad.
No, it's pretty gross.
I'd rather inhale dead skin than a fart.
No.
Yeah, you inhale dead skin all the time.
I would not want to go near anything that comes out of your body, Sean. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah.
But no, for those people who don't know us personally, Brady is a massive germaphobe. He carries around a little bottle of sanitizer and I always make fun of him. I'm a bit of a grub. I'm not going to deny it. If I drop something on the ground, like, there's none of that 10-second rule bullshit. That doesn't exist. There's no rule.
I don't think I'd eat something off the ground.
Oh, it's not like I go out of my way and say, this looks good, might taste better off the ground. It's more like, oh, if it's really good, I spend a bit of money on it, like, I'll live on the edge.
See,
I would eat that.
I bought, this is how germophobic I am, right? You know Subway cookies? Everyone absolutely loves Subway cookies.
They are pretty good cookies.
You get the two in the meal.
Mm-hmm.
I got my two and I dropped half of an entire cookie.
That's still good.
It was a clean road as well. And I was like, this sucks so bad.
I think there's things that like the floor at Subway, they try to keep clean. So in my mind, I would rather eat something off the road than something off Subway. Because I'm like, the good and bad germs sort of juxtapose. They cancel each other out on the road.
Yeah.
Like, but in Subway, it's just all dirt. It's just all crap.
I disagree. I like Subway. Have you tried those toasties yet? This feels like an endorsement for Subway or something.
Subway.
Maybe I should diss them a little bit. That toasty I got, you know, it looks all awesome in the picture. You're like, wow, that must be pretty cool. All they do is literally cut a roll in half, put some of that garlic aiola on, a bit of cheese. Am I?
No,
I paid $2
crap
for that? No.
Is this something that we should have saved for Andy being really annoyed at everything?
Oh, here we go. Where's our update this week with your war against Woolworths?
Well, hold on. I think this concludes our intro.
Short Stack Radio!
So because it's only episode 2, we're going to have to do an insert theme song here for Andy's...
No, we just have to make them up. Like that's the thing.
Oh, it's not an ongoing war, but I'm sure people do want an update on the current situation of
the
Woolworths banana scandal. All right, you're going to do the theme song?
Yep.
Andy's problems, no one gives a shit about.
I kind of disagree because I've had a lot of people messaging me on Twitter, hitting me up, wanting to know my story, wanting to know the update of the Woolworths banana scandal. And it was a hard one for me to accept because
can we backtrack a bit maybe?
Backtrack.
And, yes.
Oh, yes. So for those of you who are just tuning in to this episode.
Casuals.
At Woolworths, at my local Woolworths, I like my green bananas, right? And at my local Woolworths, I noticed secretly they have this green LED globe above the bananas, which makes them look much fresher than what they are. Because, you know, you got to get green... Bananas don't last that long. You got to get the green ones. Anyway, so my local one has a green light above the thing, tricking people. And I was like, nah, I got to put the call out. I want to find out who else out there is experiencing this issue. And the results are in, my friends. And it made me realize...
Must have been a busy week for you, dude.
No, it was. It was a very busy week. I did have a lot of people, majority of people denied this fact. They said, no, that's a standard globe above.
I bet you they were fake profiles created by Woolworths to off the scent.
But conspiracy.
But no, I did get a response from several different people who have experienced the same thing. And, you know, I did a bit of research into these areas, which was hard for me because I like to think I live in a good area, you know, like I like my place. Anyway, what I realized is all the areas that they're doing this green banana scam are the low income earners.
Ah, oh, ouch.
Ouch.
This is truly one it for is a current like, affair.
So yeah, not only now are they insulting you, you've just called everyone that agreed with you poor.
Well, I'm sorry to say, yes, everyone who has seen the green bananas, you live in a Bogan area, but so do I. So you're one of my people. You're one of Andy's people.
I have a problem that I think is really weird. Now, this is a little bit on the fence. I think I'm sort of like... I don't know. I don't see too many things that make me feel really weird or uncomfortable, but there's something that makes me feel really weird and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Not to the point where I'm like, oh, yuck, that's gross. Just to the point like, can't really see myself ever doing that. And I hope that never happened to me.
Oh, yuck, that's gross.
I'm intrigued.
When dads have sons and they kiss their sons on the lips.
Ooh. See, I think that's a personal choice. Like, I was never brought up with that. And I used to see, like, even, like...
Come here, Andy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because I do have a very good friend of mine from high school, and he was always... Everyone called him the family man. He was really close to his family. Yeah, I saw that very thing. And
so I, one day
you know,
I walked in
everyone's brought up differently, but no, that's definitely... I can agree with you on that. I feel like I don't see myself doing that to my kids.
Now, this is where... This is
day and age.
Yeah, it's weird.
You get in trouble for anything nowadays.
But this is where it's... All right, this is where I feel really conflicted about it, because I've got a friend with a son who kisses him on the lips and who's, like, Caucasian like us, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. But then I have another friend I know who's Italian, and he does it, and it seems less weird to me that the Italian guy does
it. Yeah, I can agree with that, because that might be a cultural thing, you know, when you, like, do the kiss on the cheek?
Like, give me a kiss, son. It's casual.
Give me love, Bobby. Yes.
Give your
Take
dad
off
a,
your pants.
Give your dad a kiss. Like, that's weird. On the subject of people we know, so a person we both know, we went to school with yesterday, posted on Facebook, oh my God, I'm sick of people pronouncing my son's name the wrong way. And it's like, well,
what?
Maybe.
Can you give away the name?
No, I can't.
No.
Because what if they're listening in? This is
a
very popular
And the
podcast.
Name is that fucking stupid. Like, it's like, well, if you didn't want to pronounce... If you don't want people to pronounce your son's name wrong, don't give him a stupid name.
You have to say the name now.
Oh, it's a normal name. All right, so this is the syllables. And then you have to imagine it's that. Okay. So see?
I don't know what that says.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Exactly. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe that people can't pronounce it.
Right. Like, but now the people at home, they're going to be thinking, what does it say? What does it say? It's Cotton. It's that Cotton.
But I get people say Brody all the time, and that doesn't really bother me.
No.
Because I just consider that my second name, really.
Mm. When I was in Bali, I'd tell people my name's Sean, and for some reason they just can't pronounce it. They're like, okay, Sean. I'm like, yeah, Sean. They're like, okay, John. I'm like, yeah, all right, it's John. Whatever.
So I have some exciting news anyway. Congratulations. not that anyone really cares, but it relates to my next story. I just moved to Bondi. I am now officially a Bondi hipster.
Yay!
Moving up in the world. No, I already feel like an outcast there, Bob, because everyone there is just like, they're all rocking the top knots. They're all just like hipster as shit. So I feel like I got to up my game. But anyway, so I moved into this new place with my lady friend, and we've already... started strife with our neighbors. Not in a bad way.
I hate my neighbors.
Not in a bad way. But it's like, okay, we're just moving in. You get a lot of moving boxes. Obviously, the place was full of rubbish, rah rah. We packed all that up. Couple of houses up, they were doing renovations. They had one of those giant skip bins.
Yeah.
You know,
the ones.
No.
Pretty expensive. Like, they do cost like a grand empty. So I understand. But at the same time, I'm an inconsiderate jerk. So one night, let me paint the picture a little for everyone. So I was wearing my tidy whities with a giant snow jacket on covering up because there were cameras out front, so we didn't want to get seen. My lady friend, she was wearing her nightingown, same thing, big cover up. So we're there hiking up the street at like...
Andy was like... covered head to toe with a little candle, like, a little hat.
But there, it was a busy street, so there's all people coming past. So we had to like full James Bond it up the road, like secretive or whatever. Anyway, we threw it in the bin. Story over, like hunky dory, all of our rubbish gone. Was great guns. 2 days later, right, we were leaving the place, and out sea, out front of our new place, was dumped the entire box. Right, I'm like, how did they find out? Yeah. And then on top of the box, I realized I chucked some of the new mail in that box.
Oh, you
those
idiot.
Little bastards actually pulled out my rubbish, went through all the paper, pulled out the letters and everything, saw that my name was on it, saw the address, and then I got dumped. And it's like, I live in an apartment now, so it's like I would have pissed off all of my new actual partner.
Oh, that's heaps of people. So they would have thought that you dumped your
rubbish. Yeah, they would have thought, oh, that wanker's just moved in and they dumped it right on the front lawn. And I was like, oh, so I had to run around in the morning again in my tidy whities picking up all these things. So, hey, 1 week in Bondi and I've already made enemies.
I hate my neighbours. Like, I've never had a neighbour I liked. On one side of me is this fat guy called Corey, and I hate him. He drives, like, this pedophile's van. Like, just putting it out there, Corey, you are, like, the weirdest dude ever.
He always has, like, and, these sounds of kids, like, yelling for help in the back.
He's like, oh, you got your guitar amp in your car? I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I play in a band. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then he said the weirdest shit to me. He's like, oh, you've got to be careful. Like, stuff gets stolen out of cars. And I was like, oh, pretty safe area. Like, I could leave my shit in my car. Anyway, next day, he's like, nice Vox AC30. Like, better cover it up in case someone steals it.
Valued at...
I'm like, what the fuck?
$3.99.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, you can get $3.50 for that one. He already tells you the stocks.
Yeah, and then we got that guy on one side. Then on the other side, it's like this weird Indian doctor that makes me feel like, I'm like, I'm doing all right living here because this guy lives next door to me. Like, he's super rich. Mm. And then things about him started not adding up. Like, he introduced himself as, like, Samir or whatever his name is, and he's an Indian doctor. And I was like, oh, cool, you know. And he drives a pretty shitty car. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's not, like, the most richest, doctorist thing to do. So already, like...
Doctorist?
It's not the doctoristy thing to do, to drive, like, a 1993 Toyota Corolla. Like, he's not a heart surgeon. And then I'm, like, thinking, oh, maybe he's not that rich. Comes over and he's like, could I please, like, borrow your Wi-Fi password? And I was like, what? So I gave him it. Then I had to change the Wi-Fi password because I was scared that he was going to hijack our Wi-Fi.
What did he say? Can I have your Wi-Fi password?
Can I borrow your Wi-Fi password? I need some Wi-Fi for a few days.
I'd say no.
I was like, oh, I said yes. Like, oh, I never go for my thing. It is something that I usually wouldn't do.
So then you changed it, like, a day later?
Yeah, no, I changed it about 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
But to be honest with you, I wouldn't even be that upset if you use it because I have so much anyway.
Oh, they stitched me up too at my new place when I got in there. I was like, because there's no reception there and I don't have internet yet, that's why I haven't been online much. But anyway, yeah, the bastards, I was like, oh, no way, there's free Wi-Fi or whatever. And I tried clicking on it all these times and it was just the smart ass. They named their network free Wi-Fi. I was like, you bastards.
That's
funny.
I
was trying for so long and I was like, it's not free at all. Anyway, good times. But yeah, no, I have lots of stories already of like things that have gone down in that place, so it's exciting. But I feel like now it's going to be like a lack of the Andy's crazy tenant stories coming through because I don't have to deal with them as much.
And right. The world holds its breath.
Well, yeah. I think what's happened here, it's gone full circle and now you are
the crazy tenant.
I am. I've already had to like message my landlord twice. Like, moved in, I don't have TV reception. It was sold with an antenna and everything. Like, come on. It's 2015.
House to rent, antenna included.
Well, no, they didn't say that. But I mean, when there's one of those black cables come down the roof and I was like, where do you plug the TV? And he said, hey, there's a cable right there. And I'm like, bonza, you get a freaking, you know, working TV. Plugged it in. Only got ABC for the first night. Now does nothing else. I've emailed them twice and they just don't respond. Just ignore me. And I'm like,
oh. And only had ABC. If it had like MTV, Jersey Shore reruns, Andy wouldn't even be complaining. Like, yeah, he's sick.
Jersey Shore I have is the worst show.
I have the opposite problem with TV reception. When I moved into my house, it was like all the Foxtel things are there. So all I have to do is plug in the Foxtel box and now I have free Foxtel.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome, but everyone hates you.
Every day, like literally, I've been getting hit up by someone telling me I look like the kid out of Paper Towns.
Yes.
And it's like legit. I was like, I looked it up. I tried to look up because I haven't seen it yet. Now, Looked it up. Anyway,
why
couldn't
haven't you
see
seen
any
it?
Relative photos. Well, see, now it's going to come off as a cheap ass again. I used to, because I lived in Newcastle before, I used to get $8 movie tickets. Do you know how much a damn movie ticket is at Bondi
now?
So
$11.
$25
no
a ticket.
No way.
$25 a ticket.
Oh.
And when you got to take someone else as well, it's like, oh, that's a real kick in the dick.
I was going to say I haven't seen it because I'm not a 9-year-old girl.
Oh, well, no, I actually really do want to see it. It's meant to be really good. Anyway, so someone tagged me in a photo today, and it was like side-by-side image of this kid. He is my twin. I'm like, I was shocked by it. I got to see this movie. If you haven't, look it up. I'll forward. I'm going to put up this photo soon and show you guys. But no, next level doppelganger, and I'm so upset because... Already, what, he's like 15 or something and has achieved more than I ever will. And it made me sad.
I've got to ask now. So, you're a bit of an established musician, Andrew.
If you say so.
This kid's an up-and-comer. Mm,
yeah.
Do you look like this kid or does he look like you?
No, he's younger. Ooh,
but he's younger.
He so, stole he, your to look. Respect your elders kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think would win in a fight, you or him?
I would definitely stomp on his face.
Yeah, I reckon as a man, it comes a point in your life. But like, I remember when I was in high school, I was like, oh, there's no way I could fight anybody. Like, if I ever got in a fight. Then, like, a switch flicked one day, and I was like, I don't fucking take anyone. Don't you reckon that happened?
Yeah, me and Brady used to wrestle a bit when we were kids. Used to just put the oil on.
I think I've suppressed this.
Get into our PJs. No, not really. But no, we used to do. And I used to always destroy Brady. But I don't know. He's gotten a lot bigger. And I actually think he might be able to take me now. He's been drumming for years and he's got these guns going. I'm like, I don't know.
And so it's always the quiet guys.
Yeah, I just kick him in the balls, but so.
What compliments I'm receiving. Can I?
Well, I feel bad after what Sean did to your computer.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Are you which incident are we talking about
He's
here?
He's the worst person you can ever bring. Oh. What about when we were coming back from the football the other night and he peed on the front
Oh, my God.
I apologize for that.
At like 2 o'clock in the morning, honks the horn in front of all of his neighbors and then starts pissing on his garage door. Now he just flakes his dead back skin onto your nice computer after doing a huge deuce
Why?
In the toilet.
I'm actually a
Who
nice
are
guy.
You?
I'm a nice guy.
Why do I hang out with you?
And we had just bought him a new birthday present. We got him the new Magic Bullet 2000.
Yeah, nice subtle hint that I've been putting on weight, but it's right. Happy birthday, Sean. It's Trevor.
Can I?
No, I actually really want one of them. I think that's another sign of getting old. Like, I genuinely enjoy getting a kitchen appliance. Yeah. It's like, oh, look forward to trying that one out.
No, I have been doing this actually, and I do owe Brady a slight apology, but I have an excuse because I used to make fun of him so many times. He has like literally 3 rugs in his office that goes on top of the carpet, but because I'm now in a rental property,
been
I can't
waiting
destroy
for this
the
day.
Carpet, and I have my wheelie chair on my legs, so yes, I'm one of those guys who put a rug on top of a rug in my office.
It's so metrosexual of you, Andrew.
So
a rug.
Now.
I don't even have rugs.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Rip up the carpet.
I'm
going to do that. I'm going to put floorboards down because I hate my carpet so much.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Let me take this back to while I remember. We were talking about movies and I've always, I think, who was it? I think it was you, Sean.
Mm.
And this always irritates, I go to the movies like every weekend. I love it.
Mm.
And every time I go, I'm lining up at the cinema to get to my seat because you know how you pre-book your actual seat. It annoys me so much.
Yuck.
If someone is sitting in my seat.
Have you
so
ever been?
I get there as early as I can. So I'm just like, I'm in my seat. I can relax. No one's going to tell me to move because you start a chain reaction. Sean told me this and it annoyed me so much that he doesn't care. He'll just sit anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you ruin it.
No. But how often do you go to the cinema? So say you go to the cinema
every weekend.
Every weekend. So 4 times a month.
Pretty much.
So that means every year you go to the cinema 48 times. I reckon out of that 48 times, maybe 3, the cinema would be completely full.
Sure, yep.
No. So that's like less than 10%. No. So that would be half of it, like... How many times you go in the cinema and there's like 20 people in a cinema that suits 200 people?
But it doesn't matter.
I just sit wherever.
I'm one of those guys who specifically like the makeout corner, like the one with the right
yeah,
on the side, right
too.
On the edge,
yep.
But still up the back. So because I don't like looking up, I get bad crink in my neck. But no, I totally get this. But I will not go out of my way to try and get there any earlier. I won't agree with that. I will tell that person to move. I'll say, "Oi, mate, see this ticket?
Yeah,
get out.
All right, imagine
get
this.
Out of
you're,
my
sitting,
spot.
You're sitting in a cinema that seats 200 people.
Yeah, I know.
There's 10 people in there.
Yeah.
And someone comes up and goes, "Excuse me, you're in my seat." And you look around and you could literally, like,
yeah, I wouldn't
you've got
do
your
it
cigarette
then.
And you're like, "Kid, find another seat. And I'd be like, no,
I could pull out a samurai sword and like swing around in a circle and it wouldn't hit anybody. That's how empty the cinema is.
You obviously hadn't had a bad experience. It's happened to me once where it's like someone did it to me and I let it go. I was like, you know, whatever, I'll go sit somewhere else. And then someone comes to me.
It's so annoying.
That always happens out the front of my arm. It always happens out the front of where I live. I always park in these other person's spot.
Oh, my God.
And I go, and they say, and I say, oh, but someone's parked in my spot, which is my other car. All my friends have kids. Love them. A little bit annoying about it. It's like, people have been having kids, like, when they were freezing their own shit and eating it in caves. Like,
it is made out like it's a big achievement. It's like, you're meant to do it. Not anyone, but...
But you're meant to do it.
Freezing feces and...
Well, cavemen. Like, whoop, whoop. They just, like, they knew what to do. Like, you'll be fine.
No, I get it.
Remember the flight back from London when that kid was kicking my seat?
Ooh.
Oh, I could have literally decapitated him with my bare hands. And I actually turned around to the lady and I was like, can you please tell your little ugly child to stop kicking my seat? And she's like, what did she say?
She said, I can't control what he does or something.
And I was well, it's not my fault you're a bad parent. And then we got off the flight, and if they were going to be on and behind me, I was hoping to switch seats so I could just kick this kid's seat for 8 hours. I'm like, huh? How do you like it? Huh? Huh? I bet you he had like a shit eating name
too. That sounds like a really like mature fucking response.
I would definitely do the same. The worst ever, like a little kid came into when I used to work at the cafe, and he was such a little asshole, and his parents were like, please don't do that, honey. And he's like, no! Like fucking drawing on the wall and like peeing on the floor and shit. And then I was like, oh, you know, can I have a baby chino from a little kid? And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And I was like, what's his name? They go, his name is Hercules. I was like, what? Oh, this kid's going to be such a little bastard. You know when you're getting old when, like, you watch SpongeBob SquarePants and you're like, oh, poor Squidward. Like, he's got to put up with all that shit.
No, I think the fact that you're still watching SpongeBob means you're not getting old.
I love SpongeBob. It's so good.
I can never get into it.
No, it's
like,
awesome.
I get it. I get it's funny, but I just don't reckon the drawings are that good.
Oh.
They're just not. It's like, a bit rough. I don't know. The back. I'm one of those people, like... When I watch something, it's so dependent on, like, how everything's set up. Like, I like daytime movies just because they seem to be happier. I don't really like nighttime movies. Just like, ooh, dark, scary night.
What's a nighttime movie?
Well, I don't know. Like for example, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That just, even though it's about the dude getting dumped and it's kind of sad, it's like a daytime fun holiday hack time.
There comedy. Is a nighttime scene in then, it, though. You just skip that.
No, but okay, and then what about, scary. Like, My Best Friend's Girl, which is mostly placed at nighttime. It still seems something dark.
What is My Best Friend's Girl?
It's that one with, what's his name, Jason Biggs, and that annoying comedian that no one likes, Chad. No,
oh, that was on Netflix, and I watched 5 minutes of
Dane
it.
Oh, Cook.
Yeah, Daniel Cook.
It's horrible.
Here's a burning question for everyone out there. Oh, does anyone think Dane Cook is a good-looking dude? Because every single movie he does...
Doesn't he have crazy good luck Chuck, scar?
Good luck Chuck. He always plays like the big freaking jock hunky dude. I'm like...
He looks like...
He's weedy and ratty looking.
You ever seen that James Bond thing where James Bond throws the grenade and the diamonds explode over the evil villain's face?
Yeah.
I haven't.
That's what Dane Cook looks like. Like just shrapnel.
It's okay to make fun of comedians too, because like they make fun of everyone, and he steals all his jokes anyway. So,
does he?
Yeah, he got in heaps of trouble for that. Yeah.
Did anyone watch The Voice last night?
No,
it's the first time I ever watched it, and it's not my favorite show, but I definitely don't hate it. And out of all the songs, like this one kid sang a Taylor Swift song really crappily.
Mm-hmm.
Another chick sang, like, Christina Aguilera song and dressed up, like, I don't know, less more attractive version of Christina Aguilera.
I'm worried that there's this very slight chance that this kid, who apparently crappily sang a song, actually, like...
Oh, sing it way better than me.
Okay, there's the compliment.
But it's like, oh, it's just a little bit boring. And then this chick comes out, like a musical theatre chick, and she sings that... Don't cry for me, Argentina! You know that song?
Yeah.
And she fucking nails it, and it's like, oh... God, it's so good. And I was so into it for that whole chick singing that one song. And then I was like, and then another chick came out after it and sang that, you don't own me. You know that song?
No.
The, don't tell me what to do.
That's a good song.
Yeah. But the chick that sang Argentina, it was so different. It was so good. I was like, holy shit, why can't The Voice, instead of being for like,
he's Jaden. He's a sexy surfer guy from Bondi. Come watch him sing a Justin Bieber song.
Like every year, over and over again. Just try and do that. The voice should just be for people like the musical theater chick who just are a little bit different and there's no like means for her to get out there usually. But the thing about it is like if she wins, they won't make her do a musical theater song. They'll make her do some other song. But if she released like Don't Cry For Me Argentina and I was hearing Don't Cry For Me Argentina on the radio, I'd be like, this is awesome. And she just did like covers of musical theater artists. I'd be like, this is so different. It's so cool. I genuinely can't imagine another platform for this artist to get their voice heard. Fuck yeah, The Voice. The only thing that really, really annoys me about shows like that is they're like, I feel this is my chance. And they go, I remember you from last time. What have you been doing? Just really thinking about auditioning for The Voice for the last 12 fucking months. It's like, you know, you can do gigs and stuff.
Well, I think that concludes episode 2.
Should we end it on like the best idea I've ever heard?
What's that? We got to, I think next time, like this week, guys, let's just come up with some good segments. Like we were talking about before and we got to do a jingle for it. What was the other one? Oh, Sean, shitty advice. You got to come up with shitty advice.
This is a shitty people. Advice. Yeah. Right, it's my favorite app. So it's pretty much Tinder, but for people who want to fight.
What? That's amazing.
So you just like hook into, you pull it up. And you're like, oh, gee, I wonder who's around me. And they've got, like, it's connected to their Facebook profile.
So it's like the Flat Club.
Yeah, there's, like, three photos of themselves. And you're like, oh, I could take him. And then, like, so you meet up somewhere.
Does it show all their stats, like, what they weigh and...
No, it's just the photos.
Ooh, so you can do, what happens
you can do exactly what you do on Tinder.
Yes, that is what my biggest fear was about Tinder.
I remember there was that viral video ages ago, and it was, like, a really good-looking girl... met all these guys on Tinder, agreed to have a date, and they did, and then she put on, like, makeup, made herself look really fat, and they were like, how shallow are men? And it's like, well
that's not
you lied to someone, and you met under, like, false pretenses.
Yeah, good point. But, fantastic. Was that a shitty advice or shitty idea?
I don't know. Well, I don't think that was a good idea. Someone's gonna do it.
Would you do it?
No.
I'd do it.
I don't know how to make apps.
I might do it with, like, I don't know, if I got matched with a small child. Maybe I should just, like, hang around the hospital and get, like, sick children so I can get my fight Tinder rating up really high. But maybe that's the other thing. Oh, maybe that could be the thing. So, like, you register the fight, and then if you win, you go upper class.
Right. What's upper class? Does that mean, like, you go upper class and then you can start using there's five bricks stars. And poles and stuff?
No, it's always shirts off. Well, always.
This is starting, I don't know, first you're talking about good-looking bachelors and stuff like this, now it's shirtless fighting.
You can't hide a knife or something. Like, it's just fists.
You can't hide your amazing
abs. Pretty sure you just
want
to get sweaty and wrestle with some boys.
Yeah, grinder. But, so then you get a star, and, like, if you win, so, say, 5 fights, you go up a star, but then you fight people on 2-star level.
Yeah.
Right. So pretty much, like, you keep doing it until you get up to the 5-star level. And then at that point, like, you can only be challenged. See, Tinder should do that as well. Like, have a star rating. So you're like, oh, I am a 3-star. I want to get to a 4-star. Like, I've got to, like... And then the people can rate you and they'll be like, was this person's sexual activity 3-star worthy? I'm like, oh, maybe it's 2.
Alrighty, on that offensive note,
yep.
Let's...
Maybe we should have a disclaimer. Some of the stupid shit we say, we don't actually mean.
Maybe Brady should go through, edit it, and beep out everything offensive.
Yeah, actually, well, I was going to introduce a beep track, and I was going to ask us what kind of... Do we want a cat's meow as
it should literally go, beep, like a little bit.
I think we'll do a cat's meow.
I have no idea. Every time you send through these tracks, you're like, how funny is this? It's just a cat meowing at the music. I'm like... Yeah, it's pretty funny, I guess. Like, and there's a lot of things that are just as funny as that.
Thanks, like, thanks for today.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week
on episode 3. Do we
Is
have
it
any?
Week? Is it a weekly thing? I don't know.
Should be.
We're too inconsistent. We'll try.
Andy, I'd like to hear more about
the banana. Yeah, tune in to hear the update on the banana saga.
Well, I think we can close the case now until I reckon Current Affairs is going to get involved real soon. Every fucking episode, there's a stupid thing about shopping and calls and Woolworth. Battle it out. No one gives a
they're
shit.
They're not battling the real issues.
They're still going to do another episode anyway. So it's like they've got to be running out of shit to talk about. I bring this to you, someone, today, tonight, Current Affair, do my story. Do my fucking story on the green globes above the damn yellow bananas. It's a fact. And
the bass player in this band is trying to single-handedly bring down poor supermarket owners.
No, actually, I do.
He said my green bananas were because of the light. They fucking asshole. Trying to put me out of business.
All right, that's enough.
Bye.
Bye.